side of suspense around about 4 kilos. Got 4 kilos less than him, so fiery heights for me to beat one suspense. Three Overland is going great guns at the moment. And then number 12, Next Best, she is what she is. But I think he can get back into the winner's list today, Fiery Heights.
8, 1, 3, and 12 in the last. What's the best, Maxie?
Race 5, number 3, Have a Say.
Race 5, number 3. You enjoy it, and we'll see you on the TV and the radio right through the day.
Okay, thank you, fellas.
Thanks, Maxie. Michael Maxworthy there. Glenn Munsey's going to stick around and help us with a little bit. Can you do that, Glenn?
Andrew, I've told you before, anything you ask me to do, I'm as solid as a rock. How'd you like to be robbing a bank with me?
I don't think I'd be doing that. You just stick around. That's it for our TV audience. Sky Racing 1 will have New Zealand Racing kicking in. For Sky Sports Radio audience, we're about to preview Port Macquarie with Paul Joyce.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Sauvignon Blanc Semillon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Chips and regular gravy from Red Rooster for only $5. Red Rooster, $5 feeds. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Not available for delivery. If you're off to the airport, Marsh Street at the M5 East, very heavy approaching the international terminal. Police are there directing traffic. North Ride, Lane Cove, Marsfield, traffic lights are blacked out, affecting various intersections. Also, Burwood lights are out Parramatta Road at Luke Avenue due to a power failure. Grab a chicken cheeseburger, small chips and regular gravy from Red Rooster for only $5. Red Rooster, $5 feeds. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Not available for delivery. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet suites, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
On Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales
and via the TAB app wherever you travel,
it's time for Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
2 hours of required racing information.
Yes, it is. We're solo now. Sky Sports Radio, our loyal audience that sticks with us right through on a Saturday. And we're about to preview Port Macquarie in a feature program within the state of New South Wales. We've also got a new TAB meeting at Walker, which I'll replay or give you Bob Patsky's tips for those five races. You can get the info by going to racingaustralia.com.au by clicking on New South Wales. It was a non-TAB that became a TAB late in the evening, so that's why that form hasn't made the papers this morning. But you can go to RaceNet and Racing and Sports plus racingaustralia.com.au. Michael Bowman is joining us, the club secretary at Port Macquarie, for this feature program today. Mike, how is it there now, mate? Is it starting to warm up?
It is. I just put a couple of umbrellas up, so I've got a sweat up. But it's gone a bit still. There was a bit of a breeze before, but hoping that breeze comes in again around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, let's hope so. It's meant to be a nor'easter, which could bring you a little bit of a change, eh?
Yeah. But, you know, for the public that haven't been here, we've got plenty of air-conditioned spaces and cold beer behind the bar. So.
Yep. That sounds
most good. Most welcome to come along.
Exactly. Good for the rail at 4 metres for the feature New South Wales meeting today. Thanks a lot, Michael, and good luck today. The country championship preview is a good race with your qualifier about 15 days away?
Yes, it's at Taree on Sunday fortnight. Yep. So you're right, it is a good race, and looking forward to some of those horses reappearing in a fortnight.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Michael Bowman there, club secretary of Port Macquarie, the first race today at 2:46. And to help us along, we've got Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au with any moves in the last few hours. And Paul Joyce, he's done the Port Macquarie form, and we thank him for that. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Morning, Glenn. Yeah, Port Macquarie, Andrew, it wasn't a meeting I was expecting to bet on today, but here we go. And I'll tell you what, I'll be surprised if we don't make a bit of money out of this one today.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, it was interesting earlier, Glenn, wasn't it, that Priscilla Schmidt and Anthony Collins, they were boxing similar numbers. So it sounds like maybe Paul might have found some value here.
Well, let's hope he has, Andrew, because Priscilla and Anthony have basically first forward the same runners in every race.
Yeah.
But Paul has been known, Andrew, to get a little bit wide.
He can get wide, even in the bars he can get wide there.
Oh, Andrew, I wouldn't say things like that.
Paul, I can. What about the first here? What's happened in the market? Glenn, any moves here? What have we had? Look and Listen, I think, was $2 earlier.
Yeah, still the $2 favourite, Andrew. Shake Her Bon Bon, second pick at $4.40 unchanged. Then we'll go back to the toppy, I think you'll find his next pick. That's correct, in Killy's Culture, a $7 chance, no change. Lap Luck is at $10, no change there. $14 and longer the rest, but all interest this morning is on the first starter here, Look and Listen. Both Anthony and Priscilla had it on top, and even Tony Brazel found it off the trials.
Yeah, look, it is that sort of meeting. I think there's probably three or four in each race that do stand out, so I'm not surprised. I'm not thinking I'll go too far off what the earlier numbers were, but I have got a bit of value later in the card for top picks. But this race here, it's 9, 11, 1 and 13, so no surprises. The 9, Look and Listen, obviously everyone's found it. And I think you have to find her because she is showing a little bit at the trials. By no means a superstar on what we've seen at the trials, but the opposition here really do look thin on the ground. So you're coming back to anything with a bit of upside, and obviously a first starter for Chris Lees that's done a bit at the trials and has had plenty of support. That gives you the confidence that she should be too good for these on debut. There'll be a bit of pace in the race. I've got Pix Pearl probably crossing and leading, and we've got a decent-sized field over 1,000 metres. So they'll move along, but I think that'll actually suit Look and Listen. It'll give her a bit of time to balance up and finish over the top of them. Number 11, Shape Her Bon Bon. She's got to be the query runner, obviously. We don't have any form line on her apart from what she's done in Melbourne, and that was back 50 days ago. No trial, astute stable in Barry Ratcliffe. So a big watch on her. If the money comes, she could give this favourite a bit of a run for her money. The one, Killy's Culture. Now, on the video, her run, his run first up looked the best of them. He got badly checked for a run when he was coming into the race. The problem I've got, it may have been a really poor form race. So that run may have been a little bit better to look at than it actually was. Best of the rest, obviously the 13, the emergency, Lap Luck. Hasn't done much from three starts to date, but last time again, comes through that race, I've got a little bit suspect. Did everything right there after sitting wide with no cover, and he's got a better gate today. So he could improve, but really, we're all coming back to the same runner. Number 9, Look and Listen. 9, 11, 1 and 13.
Okay, race 2 is over the 1,008 metres again here. Small field of 7, Glenn. What's happening?
Yeah, Charlie Bear, 240 unchanged, the favourite. Natadola on the second line of betting has been 460 into $4. Emperor of Oz, the toppy, 460 unchanged. Amalek Bobby has 550 unchanged. Sathali, 750 unchanged. Flick pass a $26 chance. Only interest, and in the majority of these races, because they did go up late last night, the only interest has come this morning, and it's all for Natadola, a firmer here, 460 to 4.
Yeah, look, we've only got a small field, obviously six runners. The pace will come from Charlie Bear and Flick pass. Now, I've gone 1-3-2-6. I keep coming back to Emperor of Oz. I know he's got the 64, but he gets the 3 off for Chloe Baker, so only carries 61. He's had the 4 goes here at the track. He's never finished outside the top 2, and obviously he's got great stats also over this track and distance. He's been running in better company. It's been a long time since he's been in a benchmark 60. And then last start, we actually saw him go around an open handicap at Grafton there, and he was only beaten 2.5 lengths when he didn't have much luck. So good barrier, gets the right run in a small field, loves this track and distance. So I think Emperor of Oz is the value play here at the $4.60. Number 3, Amalek Bobby. Speaking of horses for courses, 3 starts at Port Macquarie for 2 wins and a placing. Matty McGoran aboard, great strike rate. I think he gets a lovely run also just behind this speed in a small field. So I've got him for the Quinella. Number 2, Charlie Bear. She's got the right barrier. She's just a bit short for mine. They're coming through that Ballina form line. I can't really line that up or justify that being stronger than the sort of form Emperor of Oz has been racing against. And number 6, Natadola, the horse they're all coming for. And again, she's had 16 starts for only the 2 wins, so I can't really see the upside with her yet. Her last start at Port Macquarie, I thought she had every chance when finishing 4th, so I can't come into her at the shortening price. I'll stick with the 1, the class runner Emperor of Oz, 1, 3, 2 and 6.
To race number 3, this is one of the staying races of the day, or in fact the lone one, 2015 metre journey. Right to Redemption, Far Out. What was the other one, Glenn? It was Star Feast. That was also well and truly mentioned earlier this morning. How's the market playing?
Yeah, well, the favourite here is Ride to Redemption, $2.50 unchanged. Far Out, $3 unchanged. Able Chap, $5.50 unmoved. Starfest, $5.50 unmoved. $18 and longer the rest. Both Priscilla and Anthony here at Far Out on top, and Anthony made it his best bet of the day. Number three here, the $3 chance.
Yeah, look, it maps well for Far Out, Glenn. Obviously, again, we've got a small field, and as you just mentioned, we've got a big tail here. Four of the runners are basically unwanted in betting. Far Out should get the front, control the tempo. The only other runners that may put a bit of pressure on would be Starfest or a couple of those roughies, Dancing Magic or the Blues Brother. So you'd have to think in this field, Far Out gets every possible chance. Aaron Bullock aboard. Last start at Rose Hill was in a cab highway behind Madame de Ban. Only beaten 4.5 lengths there and didn't get a lot of luck turning for home after settling midfield on the fence. I think up in distance, obviously a long rolling in front. He's a Bill 6-year-old, former Sydney galloper. He just looks beautifully placed here this afternoon, Far Out. So no surprise a few of the tipsters have found him on top. I've got him on top as well. Ride to Redemption, number two, has a bit of form at the track and has won over this track and distance, which is a big plus. Last start came from off the speed to win here over the 2,000 metres. That was in a Class 1 and maiden. Only jumps to a benchmark 51, and a lot of people would tell you that a benchmark 51 is basically equivalent to a Class 1 and maiden. So he looks well placed. Number one, Able Chap. The query's the trip. He's never really been over this distance before, but he's been racing in decent Class 3s, Class 2s. So I think he's well placed here back to a 51 as long as he runs the distance. And number five, Starfest, looks the pick of the rest. Again, coming through slightly stronger races than this, but in saying that, he hasn't been winning them. So I've gone 3, 2, 1, and 5. Very hard to get away from number three, Far Out there in the third.
Okay, for Mark Quinn, playing on his home track with a couple of decent chances, as you've mentioned there, and then Coglier a little while later. Glenn, race four is the John Oxley over the 15.10.
Yeah, Powercraft, one of Chris Lees's runners here, the $2.30 favourite over the toppy Mount Darra at $3.80. I Choose Freedom, the six, is seven, actually out to $7.50 so far this morning. The nine, Princess Patton, is $8 unchanged. Up there, Kiwana, the bottom one, is 10 out to 11. And the five, Found My Hewler, 11 out to 12. Nothing's been done so far this morning.
Now, this is where I'm going for a little bit of value here. Number six is the leader here. I Chose Freedom. It should be a genuinely run race. But I'm going 5, 2, 1, and 6. Number five, Found My Hula. And I'll back her each way at the $12 for a decent result here. She's been going close. Last start at Lismore, she got back and wide and she never featured. But her two runs before that, the run at Taree where she ran third, it was a real eye-catcher that day behind Happy. She got a long way back and flew home late over 1,250. And the run before that at Coffs, finished 7th to 14, but don't let that fool you. Once again, she was going to be right in the mix there, and she got flattened about 200 metres from home. Big risk for her as she's jumping up in trip to the 1,500. It'll either work, and she'll run the trip out, and she'll give this a huge shake at double-figure odds, or she'll find it too far, and connections will realise she's one of those horses that just needs the speed on over a shorter trip. But I think I'm willing to gamble on her today in this field. Number 5, Found My Hula, each way at $12. Powercraft, the two, even money favourite. I don't know if I can take even money for a horse that's had five starts and yet to be placed, but it is a fairly long tail to this field as well, and he's been trialling consistently up there for Chris Lees without looking brilliant at the trials. Not much depth to the form either. He's not coming through any races that jump out and grab me. Obviously, the Reby Rampart form at Hawkesby's solid, but he did get beaten nine lengths there. So, yeah, if you want to take the short price, not for me. The one, Mount Darra. A nine start, three placings, has been steadily improving into this campaign. But again, last start had every possible at Taree and only managed to finish fourth. And then you go down to the six, I Chose Freedom. I'm really putting her in because she does look the leader here from barrier once she gets a light weight. Her last start at Grafton over 1,400. She held on until the last few stages and she's only had the three starts. So maybe there's some upside for Gordon York's galloper there. But no, guys, I'll take a gamble on the five. I'll go 5, 2, 1, and 6.
First leg of the Quaddy 2, Glenn. He gives us something each way there, the five.
Well, Anthony Collins has got them in the same order, Andrew. 5, 2, 1, 6.
Yeah,
and
has.
Priscilla's got the same four numbers. She's got 1, 2, 6, 5.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going five each way to be 2, 1, and 6 for
Paul Joyce in race four. Now, what
Disciples are just a little bit weary, Andrew, this morning, being Port Macquarie, and Paul not a consistent tipper on Port Macquarie. Only $47 invested since he started tipping up Found My Cure.
Yeah, but they'll start to rally up. Don't worry about that. I got a feeling he might have another one coming up. But
he always has more than one. Oh, now up to $50 on Found My Hula and $125 the place.
Now, what about race five here over the 1510?
Okay, now this we said earlier this morning, one of the most competitive betting races market-wise. We've got equal picks here in numbers 2 and 3. Explosive Scene and Bon Costa at $4.20 a pair. Then we go to Glitter of the Toppy, who's at $4.80. Forever Alone, the 4's at $5.50. Twilight Charade, the 5's an $8 chance. Port Gold, the 7, is next pick at $13.
Yeah, it's a good betting race here, guys. Speed-wise, we've got Twilight Charade working across from a wide gate with the Best Dressed Lady, so that should guarantee a bit of pace, and kicking up on the inside will be Port Gold. So pace will be on. Most runners will get their chance, and I'm keen on one that's drawn perfectly here, number 3, Bon Costa. I've gone 3, 1, 2 and 4. I've had my eye on this horse for a while. I know I don't specialise in this particular area, but I've was doing a bit of work for Sky there, and Bon Costa won first up at a meeting I'd done the form for, and it was a huge win. It was first up, obviously, for a new stable, and he's gone right on with it since. He probably hasn't won every time, but he ran second at Coffs, only just beaten by Fashion Model, which has proven to be a really strong form race where they gapped the third horse. He then went to Inverell. He was posted wide there off a tricky gate and was only beaten half a length. Again, a very tough effort. And then last up, when he came off a decent draw, he thumped them at Taree, won easily. I think Barrier 1, genuine pace, he can tuck in behind. And I think he's one of the best bets of the day. In fact, I've made him my best bet of the day. Very lightly raced, 5 starts for 2 wins in a second. And don't forget, he's done all of that this campaign. So number 3, Bon Costa, my best of the day. To beat number 1, Glitra. I like horses for courses here, and he's 2 from 2 at Port Macquarie, obviously trained locally. And last start, just came off from midfield with the big weight and powered over top of them. So again, the race should be run to suit him. The 2 Explosive Scene, 6 starts at the track for only the 1 win. But again, he is a local coming through the Tab Highway behind Madame de Ban, which you'd expect to hold up here. Probably my only query with Explosive Scene is he's had the 28 starts for only 3 wins and 7 seconds. So he does tend to find one better. He does have a tricky gate today for an apprentice. There's a couple of negatives for Explosive Scene. Best of the rest was the 4, Forever Alone. Again, 2 starts at the track for 1 win, 1 second. And last up behind Glitra was only pipped right on the line and made good ground in doing it. So I'll go 3, 1, 2 and 4. But I'm very keen on number 3, Bon Costa, the best of the day.
For Raymond Spokes and Brett Bellamy there, 3, 1, 2 and 4 in race 5. The second last, Paul and Glenn, this is the feature race of the day. As Michael Bowman told us, the Taree Race Club staged the country championship qualifier for the Mid-North Coast in 15 days, Glenn.
Yeah, and this is the, basically the Mid-North Coast Racing Association preview to the country championship qualifier here. The favourite is Cogliere for Mark Quinn and Chloe Baker at $2.70 unchanged. Porto Torio, Matty McGurran and Jenny Graham combining there, $3.80 second pick. Ever So Natural for Chelsea Ings and Cliffy Bashford, a $5 chance. Just goes to show you, Ever So Natural is having its 19th start today. To qualify for the championships, you have to be a Class 5 horse with 20 starts or less. So he'll have his next start in the race at Taree being his 19th start. So Cliffy Bashwood's done a good job there to restrict his racing to get him underneath that 20. Next pick is She's Invincible, the 8, who's an $8.50 chance, and it's $15 and longer the rest.
I'll get you to get me a quote on the 3, Glenn. A happy hi-ho.
Oh, yeah, for you, Paul. $18
Here it comes.
Yeah, Neil Godbold, Raymond Spokes here. It could be yippee-yi-yo if he gets home.
Yeah, it definitely will be for me. Look, as I've mapped the race, Cogbear is the one that most people have going forward, probably leading. But happy hi-ho from Barrier 2 should almost get the gun trail here in what would be an evenly run race, not a stack of pressures. I've gone 3, 2, 4 and 1, and I am backing Hippie Hi-Ho each way. I'll take that $18, Glenn. That sounds like a good price to me. Last start at Port Macquarie, that's why we're getting the odds. It was only a benchmark 65, and he's finished 7th of 10, so plenty of punters have put the pen through him. But he carried the grandstand, 62.5. He drew barrier 10 of 10. He got caught back and wide, and he just never got into the hunt behind She's Invincible. Had a trial since. was first up off a break. You go back before the break, he was running around in open handicaps, the equivalent of the Cranbach Cup, the Kempsey Cup. He was going around well in the market. He was racing very consistently. He's had three starts here at the track for two wins. And he loves this trip of around 1,200 metres, and he maps beautifully. So there was plenty of ticks when I was doing the form for him. And then I saw that you were betting a big price. So I'm willing to gamble on Hippy Hi Ho to run a cheeky race here second up at the $18. There is a bit of class in the race. The two Cogliere obviously got plenty of highway form. The Sydney punters will be familiar with this three-year-old for Mark Quinn. Last start at Randwick 1 was a tough win. Sat three wide on the speed and just kept fighting. He's had a month off. He's had a trial here at Port Macquarie and looked very good in that trial. And obviously he'll be up on the speed with 58 kilos and be very hard to get past. The four, Porto Torio, lightly raced seventh start, three wins, 2 seconds, so already building a great record, has had the two trials. Slight query first up, but when you go back and look at his stats, he has won twice first up previously. And then we have the one, Ever So Natural, obviously the class runner, another horse that most Sydney punters will know. But the big question here is carrying that 61.5 first up off a spell. First up stats are okay, but it's never easy to do that with such a big weight first up. And as Glenn sort of pointed out, the big fish to fry for Ever So Natural will be at his next start, second up off a spell. So I'm happy to gamble here. Number three at the big each way odds, 3, 2, 4, and 1.
$18 is where it stands right now. 3, 2, 4, and 1. The disciples there so far, Glenn?
283, Andrew, by 188. And the Found My Hula is 236 by 237. So just showing a little bit more interest in Hippie Hi Ho than Found My Hula. Oh, 301 now, Hippie Hi Ho,
yeah,
by 203.
Good to know we've got our loyal audience out there for our New South Wales preview at 10 o'clock. And, of course, tomorrow, our lone New South Wales meeting is at Wyong, and we'll be previewing that tomorrow between 10 and 10.30.
Well, let me just see, Andrew, how the Wyong markets are going for tomorrow. No, they've yet to go up. All those Randwick ones are up, and they'll be ready to rock and roll for that. Good to see the boys having a bit of an effort there today.
I think they've done extremely well. What about the last here at Port?
Yeah, last at Port, we've got the Wasp here for Chris Lees, the $2.10 favourite. She's a Bop Girl at $5.50. Party, which is the $5 at $6.50. They're the only three runners under double figures. French Charm, the $8, a $10 chance. The $3, Dharmasala, is at $11, and it's $18 and longer the rest. Do I have to mention any others, Paul?
No, you might have to get a couple for the multis, though, Glenn.
Okay.
If we're playing the Quinellas and Tries. So I'll give you my numbers first. It's 1, 4, 2, and 12. Speed-wise here, I've got a really genuine pace. In fact, I'll rip along in front with the likes of Party, Dharmasala, and also French Charm in the race. So I think that'll suit someone that can just sit off the speed and finish over the top, which is number one, She's a Bop Girl. She's obviously the top weight for a reason. She's got the best form coming into the race. Last start at Gosford, she ran fourth behind Tickling, Puzzling Wonder, and Worldly Impact. That was a benchmark 65. Drops back to a class one today. Obviously got to carry the 60 kilos, so she will need a bit of luck because she does have that racing pattern of getting back. But I just think she's got that class edge over these, and the way the race will run should be perfect for her. So number one, She's a Bop Girl at the 550. I think that's a worthy gamble. Number four, the Wasp. I just don't know if I could dive in at around that $2 price. She's obviously got to go into the quaddy. She's first up here off a spell. She's lightly raced, Chris Lee, so plenty of ticks there. She's just got a slightly tricky gate, and this is her first start at Port. So there's always that little bit of a risk there if you are considering loading up at the really short quote. But I thought the trial at Newcastle was good, but it was on a heavy track as well, so it's just a little bit tough to absolutely bank on that. Number two, Mr. Snowman. Now, here's one that I want you to have a look at for the multi-plan if you can.
Yeah, $18.
He's first up for a spell here for Gordon York. And again, he's one of those horses, if you went off his first four starts, he would have been right in the market. But he sort of dropped a bundle at his last two before he went for a spell. But when you have a look at through the stewards report, his saddle shifted and the rider was severely disadvantaged at Taree when he finished last. So you can put the pen through that. And then he drew 13 of 13 at Ballina on a soft track and just never got on the course. So you could almost put the pen through those two runs and go off his previous four starts. He would have had four starts for a win and two placing. He's first up here without a trial for Gordon York, who he knows is an astute trainer, and we're getting $18. So I'll be cheering him in the last leg of the quaddy, that's for sure. And the other one I'm putting in at big, big odds for the Cronellas and Trifecta is number 12, Blinkin' Awesome. He's resuming off a long spell as well, Glenn, but if you've got a price for the emergency, $18, it might have been a bit of money for him then, because I think he was bigger than that last night. when I was having a look at them.
No, he actually went up 18 last night, so he's 18 unchanged.
18 unchanged. Well, he just caught my winning a trial, that's all. He's first up for a year, so it's obviously a risky bet. But I thought his trial win at Taree was a good one. He beat a horse called I Am Serious, who goes quite well. And I thought off the soft draw, he could run a race down in the weights at big odds. So I've gone 1, 4, 2 and 12 in the last. I'll be backing She's a Bop Girl, but I'll be cheering Mr. Snowman or Blinkin' Awesome for the quaddie.
Okay, so they're the Paul Joyce tips for the 7-race card at Port Macquarie. Now, you were very keen about Bon Costa.
Yes, Andrew, best bet of the day is Bon Costa, which is race 5, number 3. Should get the gun run from barrier 1. And from what I've seen, this preparation is charging up through the grades.
Okay, so that's race 5, number 3, and you've certainly given us a couple of value ones there. Port Macquarie, the first race today at 2:46. We start on a good 4. It's fine. They're expecting some sort of cooler change, hopefully mid-afternoon, but we'll wait and see what evolves there. But Anthony Collins and Priscilla Smith and Gary Cleese are going to be there for us this afternoon on Sky Sports Radio as well as Sky Thoroughbred Central. Hey, Paul.
Yes, Andrew.
Enjoy today and we'll talk to you during the week.
Yeah, you will for sure, Andrew. And thanks for getting me to do this because I wouldn't have known what to do with myself on a Saturday afternoon if I wasn't having a bet. Now I'm definitely going to have a few bets. So.
Yeah.
I'll either thank you or I'll be sending you an abusive text later on this afternoon.
That's probably going to be the case. No, it won't be. Let's think confidence. Good luck, Paul.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Joyce there with the very latest. Glenn, we're going to just have a couple of minutes with Jonathan Darcy. So just leave us with whatever you want to leave us with from tab.com.au.
I'll leave you with the jockeys' challenges. Andrew at Caulfield, Damien Lane and Craig Williams equal picks 240. Dwayne Dunn, 550. Kieran McAvoy, 850. Mark Zara, 13. Ben Mellerman, Regan Bayless, 26. Any other jockey, 51. At Doomben, Jimmy Byrne, odds on $1.90 over Jeff Lloyd, 380. Any other jockey, 7. Damien Brown, 10. James Orman, 15. Brad Stewart, 17. Emma Young and Michael Carl, 21 a pair. At Port, Chloe Baker, the favourite, 380 over Maddie McGurran, 420. Andrew Gibbons, 480. Aaron Bullock, 5. Ben Lucas, 7. Jackson Murphy and any other jockey, 13. Raymond Spokes is a $15 chance. And in the first at Port Macquarie, into odds on now. Chris Lees's runner here in the shape of Look and Listen, now into $1.65.
Right.
After you had $2 when Paul was talking about it. And it's 10:27, Andrew. So in 6.5 hours from now, it'll be Salo at the Newmarket Sales Complex of Inglis for the classic yearling sales, and I'll be there a little bit after that.
Yeah, a big group of media going out. It'll be fantastic. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
Thanks, Andrew, for your efforts this morning. You've been very good.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Jonathan Darcy is from Inglis and their classic sale. Jonathan, just to recap again for listeners that are joining us right through the morning, the sale normally would have begun at 6 tonight. You've brought it forward to 5 p.m.
We have, Andrew. Given that we want to get the sale completed to allow everyone to get to Randwick on Monday afternoon for a great day's racing. So we're looking to finish the sale at 2 o'clock on Monday. So just working back from that, we're going to start an hour earlier each day. So tonight's session will start at 5 p.m. and we'll sell the first 150 lots. It was scheduled to be the first 120, but we'll sell an extra 30. We sell about 30 an hour. So from 5 p.m. this afternoon, Munns will be very pleased. We brought extra supplies in for he and his media friends, so he won't go thirsty. And then tomorrow morning and Monday morning, the sale will start at 9 a.m. Tomorrow 9 a.m. through till about 7:30 in the evening. About 300 lots to go under the hammer. And then on Monday, we'll start again at 9 a.m. with 150 lots, the last 150 in the catalogue from lot 451 through to lot 600, Andrew.
Okay, so tonight, 5 p.m. start, Sunday and Monday, a 9 a.m. start. There's plenty of parking available through at Randwick. The minibuses are there on Monday for those that want to go and park the car at Randwick, go to the sale and then come back to the races. Check it all out at Inglis.com, but the sale beginning at 5 p.m. tonight. Thanks a lot, Jonathan.
Good on you, Andrew. All the best to everyone.
Jonathan Darcy there from Inglis. First race of the day. It's a huge day at Tarapa in New Zealand. A couple of Group 1s there today. And in the first, number 3, Zakata is the $2.30 tote favourite and 2.15 tab fixed odds. Snow Secret, number 1 for Sean Ritchie, 3.10 the tote and 2.90 fixed odds. And the one that's overs on fixed odds compared to the tote is 2 Arrow in the Sand. It's 14 fixed odds and 10.60 the tote. Small field about to move in for Tarapa. Coming up shortly, the Harness and the Greyhounds. A big night at Benangle with the Chariots of Fire. You'll get the latest there shortly with Amanda. And then the Greyhounds. 11 o'clock, Peter Alice looking at Morfordville.